thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in Romans 8:26, the Spirit also helps our weakness. Paul writes, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So what is this weakness in prayer that we are subject to? It's that sometimes we don't know how to express the depth of our desires and feelings, nor do we even realize what we need. Sometimes we're so exhausted in spirit, mind, and body that we can hardly muster the energy to open our mouths. There are instances where discouragement has taken such a strong hold of your heart that you can't imagine a way out of your circumstances. That's when you need to ask for the Holy Spirit's help. When you are a believer, the Holy Spirit supplies you with the two things you cannot live without. Number one, the ability to know what God is saying to you. Sometimes you can't trust your own wisdom or the advice of those closest to you. And two, how to have an intimate relationship with God. One of the most wonderful things Jesus said was, "I have called you friends." But friendships aren't built on a hit-and-run basis. They take time and communication. Jesus described his relationship with the Father like this: the Father loves the Son and shows him everything. And not only does the Holy Spirit show you what to do, he empowers you to do it. So seek his help today. It's two things you cannot live without from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.